Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, another hour of The Lake Show. Tomorrow night, Dave Schwartz will be filling in for me. The next 2 days, I will be filling in for Jason DeRussia. CTE. When you think of CTE, you think of concussions. You think of the National Football League. That's what you think of. Because of the movie Concussion. But we have to expand how we think about CTE. And when I say that, CTE is more than just football. CTE should be thought of in the way that we think of just brain injuries and head trauma. In general, not just even necessarily related to sports, but specific to sports, I get it. We think about all the things that we do and we watch and we participate in that involves concussions. Whether it's baseball, basketball, most notably football, but also more so combat sports. And I say that because, you know, we've had the NFL and the lawsuits, and we've had the players that have died and they donated their brain to see if they had CTE, right? Like the families that come out and said, yes, my loved one had CTE. I think that we're going to have more of that. And not necessarily with regards to the National Football League, but with other sports. You may be familiar with an individual by the name of B.J. Penn. B.J. Penn is a legend in UFC fighting. B.J. Penn was arrested for the sixth time in 2025. Not the sixth time in his life. He was arrested for the sixth time this year alone. After police detained him following an alleged assault that occurred on the morning of November the 4th, yesterday. Hawaii Island Police arrested Penn on third-degree assault charges, and he was later released on $1,000 bail. Six arrests in a year, or at least in this year. I'm not going to even say calendar year, because that would take you into 2024, just in 2025. He's been arrested multiple times in 2025, primarily related to violations or allegations, rather, regarding abuse of a family or household member and then violating a restraining order filed against him by his mother. His mother initially filed for the restraining order after her son's arrest on the abuse allegations following altercations between them at home. She accused him of extreme psychological abuse after he began claiming that his family had been killed and replaced with imposters. Boy, that's pretty deep. So, B.J. Penn he's lost it here. He's in a bad place right now. He's not the only one. We had last night, I think, word on the street, a story about Britney Spears. Britney's been out there. She's been struggling for quite some time. But B.J. Penn is really on the struggle bus. I think that CTE needs to be researched even more, J-Lo, and I think that we need to ramp up the conversation around CTE, and it has to be more of a just a football conversation. It has to be like across the board a conversation.
This is the thing, and when I saw this on the show note earlier today, it brought to mind for me the other things. Football is top of mind because it's the most popular sport on this,
and that's where it kind of started
in this country.
And that's where it started.
But you look at sports over time. Now, you mentioned a couple other sports, basketball, baseball. They've started doing studies on CTE in soccer and in lacrosse. But how we haven't gotten to a point where it hasn't been talked about this much in MMA.
Yep.
It's disheartening to me, because the other sport that I think I've heard about it most about or most talked about in is boxing. And it's just a natural progression with these combat sports. Football, you got to tackle. It's collisions at speed. Boxing, you don't have the speed, but you have people standing toe-to-toe with each other, beating the bleep out of each other with their fists at forces. You talk about an uppercut or right cross or repeated jabs to your, you know, to the bridge of your nose. Of course, it's, you know, you don't talk about shots to your legs. You talk about shots to the body and shots to the head in boxing. So it's the concentration of the activity on the head. And I would think that only magnifies when you get to MMA, because you're not only punching, you got to think about the machinations, the processes of this. In boxing and in MMA, you don't have headgear. So you don't have the helmets that protect you in football or in baseball or in lacrosse. You're punching with your hands. In boxing, you have gloves. Even though they're small, even though they're light, they're padded. You have a bit of padding between you and the fist. In MMA, you don't even have that. You might have a leather glove, basically, but it's just cover. It's just your bare knuckles aren't hitting somebody. And then let's not forget the fact that along with the punches, you can get hit with elbows, you can get hit with knees, you can get kicked, which all have a similar, if not bigger, force profile than a punch. So it's just a natural progression. If we've talked about this in boxing, and I know that there's been discussions about this in boxing, I know that boxers have been under similar scrutiny to football players. How it hasn't gotten to the level of scrutiny in mixed martial arts, it's a failure on our part to try to keep these things safer. It's a failure, in my opinion.
651-461-9226. I believe that we must look and do research more about CTE with regards to MMA and boxing more than any of the other sports, including football. And this is why. Because to me, those are the most violent sports. And when we say violent sports, I'm talking about not just from the contact, but also the psychology of it all. Like, there's a difference between a guy being on a football team and psycho, because he's a member of a football team and he's one guy. When you are in the cage or you're in the boxing ring, like, and it's you just going crazy and you're not on a team, that ain't good. And you're taking headshot after headshot after headshot. Like, imagine that for 15 years. And then you're out here in the real world. And you're dealing with people and you just lose it. Like, so that's, I think that we got to be more conscious and serious about this especially with these individualized sports with CTE as opposed to, you know, some random football player that for 2 years in the NFL returned kicks, or a quarterback that played for 7 or 8 years and yet he took a pounding. I think you got to look at it across the board.
Again, this is why I specifically said the concentration on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at the NFL, if it's bad enough that you're looking at it and you're scrutinizing it in a sport where you're not supposed to use your head, you're not, you know, especially the last 10 to 15 years, the targeting penalties, the unnecessary roughness penalties. You're not supposed to lead with the crown of your head. You're not supposed to tackle up high. You're not supposed to you know, grab a face mask, swat across the side of a helmet. You're trying to protect the head and the neck. That's an emphasis in football. In MMA and in boxing, it's the reverse. It's the reverse. The target is the head. The target more so than your torso or your ribs or anything in that general vicinity, it's the head.
It's scary, man. It really is. BJ Penn, 6 times he's been arrested. 6? Bro. Like, you think if he gets arrested, at this rate, he's probably going to get arrested again before the new year. At what point do the authorities are like, hey, hold on, we can't keep doing this. You're just going crazy out here. Like, we gotta stop you before you really hurt somebody. You hurt yourself. Because right now, BJ Penn, let's be honest, J-Lo, he's a menace to society. Like, he's wreaking havoc in Hawaii right now. It ain't good.
And it usually does not get better. It usually deteriorates over time. The brain, even if he's not fighting anymore, which I believe he is retired.
Yeah, he's retired. Yep.
Even if you're not fighting anymore, what you've lost, you usually don't get back.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's rough. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, he's the king of it on the weekends, and on a weeknight, he does it as well. We get a scoreboard from Jonathan Lowe. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody is at Purple Rain except for me and J-Lo. I'm looking on social media. My girl Lindsay Whalen, she's in the house tonight. Like, seriously. They didn't invite a brother? I text Lindsay, be like, Lindsay, why didn't you invite me? I could have been third wheel with you and the hubby. Like, what's the dealio? Spike Lee in the house? Chris Tubbs is in the house with his family. Think about that. Gosh. Stuck here with J-Lo.
Need to be wow.
I'm kidding.
I was going to stick up for you until that last comment.
You know I'm just messing with
you. That last poke at my ribs.
You know it's all good, man. We're all good. He knows this. I bring it up a lot. On the weekends when a brother's driving around. I love when Jonathan Lowe does a scoreboard. He breaks it down for the good people here on The Good Neighbor. We get our fix on the weekends. I love getting a scoreboard in during the weekdays. On occasion, Chris will do it. But it's something that you actually mastered long before anybody else did it on the
thank
station.
You. Appreciate
so,
that.
So let's get into a scoreboard, man. We got some You know, we got Wolves news tonight, the return of Anthony Edwards and all of that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the scoreboard tonight. And we got news for the National Hockey League with regards to 900 goals.
That's
so we
right.
got some stuff to get to.
All right, let's go ahead and get into it then. Let's start on the court, on the parquet. Timberwolves on ESPN right now, taking on the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. And it is about 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Timberwolves trailing 94-86. Mike Conley just sinking a free throw there. Timberwolves had an early lead, but the Knicks have come back. They've come through in this third quarter, and Chris Finch is not going to be happy. The Knicks have scored 40, or as I like to call, a stoop. Get your 40, take it in a paper bag, sit on the stoop. They scored 40 in this third quarter against the Wolves. That's not good. So again, 94-86. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Other scores. It's in the fourth in Indianapolis. Pacers trailing Brooklyn. Brooklyn is winless on the season. They are 3-24 away from their first win of the year, 101-93 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. By Lake Erie, it is about 4 minutes ago in the fourth quarter. Cleveland leading Philadelphia, 125-107. By Lake Ontario, 30 seconds left. Detroit on top of Utah, 112-101. And it's now the end of the third, 94-86 at Madison Square Garden. End of the third at TD Garden. Boston all over the Washington Wizards, 102-80. Just starting the second half downriver, down the Mississippi at the FedEx Forum. Houston on top of Memphis, 60-54. About four minutes.
Hey, real quick with that one, you see all the drama surrounding Ja Morant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to be in a Memphis uniform at the end of this year. I wonder if they move him by the trade deadline.
It'll be interesting to see what happens to him as, like you said, the next month and a half, 2 months come around.
It feels like they're not on the same page anymore.
Well, remember, they got rid of his coach last year, Taylor Jenkins. That was his dude. That was his guy. And so maybe that and Jaws brought a bunch of this on himself. So.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Because he was always out of pocket.
He's got talent. We'll see who wants to take him if he does come up in trade deal talks. About 4 minutes ago in the second quarter at American Airlines Center, it is New Orleans on top of Dallas, 42-37. Early in the first quarter, about midway through the first quarter out in Ball Arena, it is Miami leading Denver, 22-18. Coming up at the top of the hour, Golden State heads to Sacramento to take on the Kings. It'll be Oklahoma City, the only undefeated team left in the NBA, heading west to take on Portland. And the other ESPN game, the second half of the doubleheader, Wembanyama and San Antonio taking on Luka and the Lakers at Crypto.com Arena.
That should
be a fun one.
Let me say this real quick about the whole about Portland. Portland's played really well. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They're playing really good basketball right now.
Despite not having their head coach, who's on suspension.
Yeah.
Thiago Splitter getting some run, and it's good run so far. Let's head to the ice. Let's go to the NHL. 6 minutes to go in the third period, north of the border. Scotiabank Arena, Toronto leads Utah 3-2. End of the second. In the second intermission, it is just a roughshod win right now for Washington. The Capitals lead St. Louis 5-0. That's not the biggest loser of the night. Alex Ovechkin scores his 900th goal in his career. 900
that's insane.
Goals. No
that's
one thought
insane,
that Gretzky
dude.
Could ever be caught. And I believe Gordie Howe has 902 between the NHL and the WHA for his playing career. Knock, knock, knock. Here comes Mr. Ovechkin. And by the way, the Caps are on a power play to start the third period. We've got three games coming up just about to face off in about 10 minutes or so. It is Columbus at Calgary. And at the top of the hour, Chicago will be in Vancouver. And San Jose heads up I-5 to take on Seattle. Let's head to volleyball. Let's head back to the parquet. Big showdown tonight. Number 22, Minnesota at number 11, Wisconsin. Minnesota is in the third set. Wisconsin has won the first two. Minnesota is up in the third set, and they're trying to avoid the sweep. 15-11 right now. Minnesota, having lost the first two sets, needs to get this one and sweep the last three to get the win tonight in Madison. A little bit of college football. A little bit of Maction on a Wednesday.
Maction.
Ball State, Kent State, and Muncie, Indiana. Ball State and Kent State tied at 10 with 14 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. At the Glass Bowl, one of the best names, underrated names in college football, the Glass Bowl in Toledo. The Toledo Rockets on top of Northern Illinois, 35-3 with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. And we got some hoops, y'all. We got some college hoops, y'all. They started this week, and it's glorious. It's lovely. It's awesome. Number 23 Creighton men's college hoops. They are in action in Omaha against South Dakota. The Coyotes going on the road to Omaha, taking on a top 25 team. 76-54, the Blue Jays lead the Coyotes with 9 minutes to go in the second half. And in women's college basketball, three ranked teams in action. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter from Hilton Coliseum. Number 14, Iowa State leading Southern 83-56. It is just about over, just now the end of the game in Stillwater. Number 22, Oklahoma State defeats East Texas A&M 97-59. And earlier today, number 15, Notre Dame, they beat Fairleigh Dickinson 98-52. So that's going to do it. That covers basically everything. We'll get into some.
Hey, hold on.
A little bit of golf tomorrow.
Did you reference the? Well, I won't be here tomorrow. Did you reference the? You did reference the. Wait. When did UConn play? Did they play yesterday?
They played yesterday.
Do you know what the final score of that game was against Louisville?
79-66.
Oh, so Louisville did step it up because when I left, UConn had jumped out to like a 15-2. Start to the game.
Yeah, UConn outscored Louisville 25-9 in the first quarter. Okay. And Louisville actually, they got better as the game went along. Lost the second quarter by 5, drew even in the third quarter. They won the fourth quarter by 8, but by then it was, you know, the Huskies, the defending champion Huskies, had already established their dominance.
What is the name of your girl? Is it Audie Crooks?
Audie Crooks, yeah.
So I said this to you probably last summer. I thought I saw her at, like, the Egan Outlet Mall. Remember, did I text you about that?
Yeah, yes. I remember.
I think I did see her.
Yeah.
Did that seem like that'd be a normal thing? Out of the ordinary?
She probably visits. She's from Northwest Iowa. So she may have family up here in this area if she's from that area of Iowa. A lot of people do.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if she was in town checking things out. By the way, Crooks tonight.
29-14.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
It's a big double-double.
She's going up. Now, is she for sure a WNBA player?
I think she'll find her way onto a squad. I don't know if she'll be a star, but I think.
She's not mobile enough, man.
No, I don't think so. But she has great hands. She can shoot a little bit more. She's gotten better at shooting from the outside. She has great moves inside. She can establish herself in the post.
She's got to get in better shape, though.
We'll see. I haven't seen her yet this year. I haven't seen what she looks like this year. So we'll see if.
Well, I'm looking at highlights of her right now from tonight's game, and I just think she has to get in better shape. Like, seriously. And this is this is not body shaming anybody. Like, we said the same thing about Oliver Miller coming out of Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
The reality is that in the WNBA, because they don't have lengthy benches where they have a I think that the young lady that we drafted a couple years ago, Alyssa Pilley, she's going to be lucky to be in the WNBA next year.
Yeah.
Seriously, to even have a job.
No, you're right. Well, fortunately, there are a couple of expansion teams coming in. So there are going to be some rosters.
I get that.
There are going to be some
Because Toronto's coming in, and who the other team is?
Cleveland is coming back.
Okay.
So there are going to be more roster spots to fill. But the thing with the WNBA is you've got a lot of women that play center that are more long and lean than they are more stout.
And I'm not saying she's got to get in the she's got to get in shape like the young lady at UConn, Sarah
Strong.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's got it because you can look at Audie Crooks. But her body's just not. She's never going to get that lean.
But the thing is, when you're going up against that type of length at every night, because those are the type of players, like you say, when you go from high school to college, everybody's a step better. When you go from college to the pros, everybody's a pro. So when the moves that she can take, that she can use in college, and especially against schools that are not a caliber of the Big 12, a caliber of the Big 10, the SEC, the ACC, the Big East. She can get away more with those than she can against those schools like, you know, like a Minnesota. Minnesota will probably have some length to bother her. A couple years ago when they played Stanford in the NCAA tournament, that she had to go against Kiki Yariofen. You know, those type of players are they consolidate when you get to the higher levels. And so that would be my biggest concern.
Coming up next, there was an upset here in Minnesota on election night, and it involved the city of St. Paul. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going into last night, a lot of people believed that St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter would be victorious again. It was not to be. It was not the case. The surprise of the night, I think that everybody thought that it would be close, but the surprise of the night was that Collie Herr ended up winning the election in St. Paul and is the new St. Paul mayor. And congratulations to the new mayor. I look forward to meeting her, and just I loved her enthusiasm. I loved her energy last night, and I just loved her speech to her supporters last night. I think that last night, if you are somebody that has been down, that has been depressed by the state of the world, that has lost a little bit of hope in politicians, I think that she kind of cheered you up a little bit. And I think that we saw that in other parts of the country as well. And I think that that's the best thing that you could take away from last night, is feeling like there is hope. Because there are a lot of people out there that are hopeless right now. They're like, man, I can't buy all the groceries I'm accustomed to paying for. Man, my rent's going up. All of the things, prices for this, that, and the other, the cost of living is just increasing. Wages ain't increasing. We got layoffs after layoffs after layoffs. And there is no particular part of the job sector out there that's immune to layoffs. It's across the board. Jeff Bezos laying thousands off. Target laying people off. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And by the way, people that 4 or 5 years ago were all, yeah, I'm all in on AI. AI ain't your best friend. AI's coming for a lot of people's jobs. Let's just go ahead and say that right now. But Collie Herr, she spoke at the end of the night yesterday, and this was uplifting to hear.
My name is Collie Herr, and I'm proud to stand before you today as the first Asian and the first woman mayor-elect for the city of St. Paul. I want to start off by thanking Mayor Melvin Carter for his many years of service to our city. I started my political life working for him, and I will always be grateful for that opportunity. I also need to acknowledge the folks who aren't with us here tonight, those who I miss deeply. Mark and Melissa Horman. I got into this race because after their assassination over the summer, it was Melissa's words that echoed in my head.
and continue to just wrap itself around my heart, that these seats do not belong to us, and that we need to go out and earn the right to represent people. Tonight, we proved her words to be true. Here is my commitment to you as your next mayor. I will always show up. We are a large city, but a small community. Being involved matters. How we run our government matters. How we show up for people in every corner of our city matters. No one should ever feel complacent or entitled to a public office. That is a challenge to all of you. If you don't feel conversations are happening or momentum is moving forward, it is all of our responsibility to honor Melissa and do the work. 3 months ago, people told us this was impossible. Look at us now.
I got to say, man, that was so heartfelt. That was heartfelt, bro. I don't care what nobody says out there. I don't care if nobody on the text line agrees with me. I don't care if anybody listening doesn't agree with me. That's fine. You can disagree all you want. And that was heartfelt to me. She understood that moment, how powerful that moment was, how supported she was to be in the position to get elected in the first place. Which leads me back to my opening segment of the show. The job of politicians, from presidents to governors to mayors, whoever, isn't to rule the people. It is to serve the people. All people. The people or the politicians that I can't stand are those that think that they are kings and that they rule us, that they are better than us, that they are above us. That's not what this is supposed to be about. You're supposed to help move us forward. You're supposed to come up with solutions to our problems. It's not supposed to be transactional either. I shouldn't have to get you to help me. I shouldn't have to kiss your butt. Or bow down and kiss your ring. That's not what any of this is supposed to be about. Right? And this is the thing. We know this. We know this. But some of us look away with a blind eye, or we ignore what's wrong in politics. I'll tell you, one of the things that I love the most right now is that I wasn't getting a million text messages from numbers that I don't even, that are, hey, are you going to the polls? Are you going to vote for such and such? The mailer sent to the mail? And I get it. I know this is how you do business and you get out to vote and you got to drum up some, I totally get that. So me receiving a piece of mail all the time from somebody, I'm not knocking that. But the emails about, hey, can you chip in this amount and that amount or whatever, it gets exhausting after a while. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I've never given a dollar or a couple of dollars or whatever to a candidate or whatever. But I want to see these politicians, man, actually doing the work that the people need done. Stop with the lip service. Stop with the gaslighting. Stop with the looking at us in our face and lying to us about whatever. Because not all of us are dumb. Some of us watch a lot of different news outlets and TV and read other stuff. Not everybody that's your constituent watches one channel. Not everybody that's one of your constituents never opens up a book. I got my library card and I got my Barnes & Noble card with me. That's the other piece to this. Years ago, there was that that phrase in the African community, African-American community, rather. Stay woke. People, stay woke. Meaning, right now, do not put your head in the sand. Read, pay attention, and call these people out when they're not doing their jobs or when they're lying to you. That's what that means. That you will not be bamboozled, you will not be lied to, you will not let people do you wrong. Stay vigilant, stay aware, stay woke. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, final couple of minutes here of The Lake Show. Oh, hey, by the time I get home, I get to see Wimby. Victor, where's my music? You know, we leave that up for the whole entire. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
For some reason.
Don't ever do me wrong like that, man.
No. For some reason, there are two So What's in here. There's a short one and there's a long one.
Delete the short one.
Yeah. I don't know why it's in there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, don't do that one. Yeah. Never, ever. Yeah, so just go ahead and delete it for me. The return of Anthony Edwards, it ain't his fault. I'm not saying it's his fault, but, man, we are getting mollywopped. The Wolves are getting crushed. Crushed. They are down 20. 121-101. The Ant-Man tonight, he's got 15 points. Not shooting it great, 5 of 13. The guy to this point that's been the best all-around player for the Wolves, not great tonight, Jaden McDaniels, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Julius Randle, Julius just gets buckets. 29 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. This is truly one of those trades where both teams did well, right? I think we can go ahead and say that both teams have done extremely well.
I agree.
It worked for both teams. It helped us from a salary perspective. We also got some good players out of the deal. And we actually got a first-round pick out of it, too. So, yeah. But one thing that we knew was going to impact this team coming into this season, and it has, in my opinion, and look, we know that Anthony Edwards has missed the majority of the games this year, and he just got back to the team tonight. It's going to take time, though, man, for us to adjust without Nikhil Alexander-Walker. And I know Terrence Shannon Jr. not played tonight. We got to get Rob Dillingham some tick, though, man. He's got to get more time. I don't care. He's got to get more time. Got to get more time. Ant's on the bench. Ant's not going to be playing the rest of this game. It's a blowout. It doesn't make any sense to put him back out there. So I totally get that. Which, by the way, that's a take that I haven't talked about at all this week. The Jaden Daniels Washington Commanders situation, like, I think their coach is taking too much heat. It's football. People get hurt in football. But again,
it's that someone was talking about you need momentum for the next game. Get momentum in the next game. Start him fresh and get him momentum in the next game. He's already coming off of a bum knee. You're down. What, 21, 28 points at the time?
But being down 21 with, like, what was it, 9 minutes left in the game? Like, it'd be a different story if they were up. Being up and being down is two different things.
I disagree. You're not coming back from that.
We've seen comebacks.
Yeah,
before.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
How rare is it? You're talking about one in 500.
It's rare.
Yeah. You're talking about one in, like, 300, 400, 500, 600.
I'm not. Ain't saying all that. No, you're tripping.
He needed to sit.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm in for Jason DeRusha the next couple of days, 3 until 6. Talk to you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.